Well, as the Northeast deals with what many hope will be the final snowstorm of the season, the tiny town of Princeville, North Carolina, is still feeling the effects of another storm, Hurricane Matthew, that hit the town last year. It was the second time in nearly 20 years that water from the Tar River flooded the town founded by former slaves and believed to be the oldest African-American incorporated community in the country. As Leonida Inge from Here and Now contributor WUNC reports, support for the town continues to grow, but that may not be enough.
The last time I saw Princeville Mayor Bobby Jones, he was sporting a brand new black and white t-shirt that read, "Let's Rebuild Princeville." He was in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, listening to jazz, a fundraiser for his ravaged town. Jones hasn't been able to live in Princeville since last October. That's when Hurricane Matthew sent millions of gallons of water around a levee built along the Tar River, flooding most of his town of about 2,200 people. Jones says residents just want to return home.
Of course, we want to be back sooner, but of course, we want to bring people back whole. We want to make sure everybody's safe when they come back. So in that aspect, we are very pleased with the progress.
Like a great jazz tune, there are sweet spots and improvisational conflict. Because 100 miles away, back in Princeville, progress is in the eye of the beholder. Just ask Joseph Sessoms. He doesn't know what to do with his property on Greenwood Boulevard.
See that? They're mowing, mildew, and all that stuff. You can't use that anymore.
This isn't the first time Sessoms had to leave Princeville. Flooding from Hurricane Floyd forced him out 17 years ago. The home Sessoms owns there now is where his mother-in-law lives, or used to live.
So now I'm in a standstill where to keep on repairing or just stop. I will let litigation take control. There's no guarantee. It's just a thing that proposes they got.
Sessoms is referring to the three options outlined in the state's homeowner assistance program. Residents can have their home elevated to prevent future flooding, have it demolished and rebuilt, or sign up to sell their home and property to the federal government. Sessoms says he needs more time and didn't sign up for any of the options. But Stephanie Cherry did.
I am taking a buyout. This property was flooded. This is the second time, 1999, now 2016. And it is going to flood again.
Cherry was one of about 100 homeowners who signed up for the buyout, a lot more than Princeville officials expected. A buyout means once FEMA closes on the sale of the home, it gets demolished and becomes open space.
Oh, it's a lot of people not trying to come back. People are saying this is it. And then you have some that are diehard Princeville fans and want to rebuild and want to move back in because that's all they know is Princeville.
These people shouldn't have to go through this again and again and again.
That's Daniel Gerald, Princeville's town manager. He says residents should be worried. A recent report completed only 6 months before Hurricane Matthew showed flaws in the levee design. Gerald says that could change how Princeville is classified when it's time to actually receive assistance funds from the state. If too many people leave, he says, there won't be enough property tax dollars to support the town. But Gerald has a fix. He wants to expand the town's boundaries to keep more homes and businesses out of the flood-prone areas.
Give people the option to move within the town boundaries away from the epicenter. We still keep Princeville proper, but we just expand the footprint of the town.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's office announced a $198 million grant from U.S. Housing and Urban Development to help families recover from Hurricane Matthew. No word yet on how much will trickle down to Princeville. For Here and Now, I'm Leonida Inge.